Today, I like the second reading. It's beautiful. It's from Romans to the St. Paul to the Corinthians. When I first came to this church, many people informed me as this church has a whole history. There are lots of differences. And you have to be careful because a lot of difference, especially among the societies in the church and the parish council, etc. But today, St. Paul gives us the answer. Naturally, we are not born the same way. The Holy Spirit also gave us a different graces. Some have the grace to understand, some have the wisdom, some have more faith, and even some have healing power. Why there are so many differences? So that we become really one body. And also St. Paul says, if every body is like the leg, or the head, or the hand, it's not a complete body. The body is different parts. We become one because we're different, and that's why when we are more united, and that's what Jesus is praying for. And Jesus, at the Last Supper, he prayed, Father, that they all may be one, because we are not that one. We have to put together. We have to learn to be one with others, no matter in the family, in the society, and in the church. I find it's beautiful. Everybody has his own grace. And this component of unity. Jesus wants us to die of ourselves and try to listen, try to learn from one another. Usually it's pride that has kept us out from the others. If you're humble enough, try to listen with your heart. And it always is a special grace. And also Jesus promised where there is love, there is his presence. He promised where two or three are united in my name, that means there is mutual love. I am in your midst. And that's how the family become one. The church become one. Not because we have the one mind, one behavior, one kind of dress. We are different. The beauty is we're different, but we are one because we have the Lord. We have his thinking. That's why the church invites us to read the Bible on a daily basis. The church invites us to receive Holy Communion with hearts. So all the time, when the time to prayer, keep his word in your heart. When we receive the Holy Communion, try to absorb it and keep yourself as a living tabernacle during the whole day, the whole week. Jesus is living in you. In this way, we can be more one. The time we are one with the Lord, we are time with one another. If you see that you are not that one with other people, could be you're not that one with the Lord. So it's very important. Warn our own self, first of all. Don't criticize, don't point to others. Why don't you? And first of all, you ask yourself, why don't you yourself do the same? And just since this year we began the year of the Holy Year of Mercy. So the church in Hong Kong gave us the special grace. Whoever comes through this holy door, that day, if all the conditions, you can have a plenary indulgence. So all the time, I know that many people here coming in and out from this door. Try, go out first and come back. Or next time, if not today. If today you come, you can have one plenary indulgence. This is what your choice. I'm not inviting you to come all through the door. But this church regulation, this holy year, only this year, not next year. So it's a special grace. We, many people, we don't appreciate this. And so many other Christians or Catholics come from other parishes by car, 1 hour, 2 hours. They just come for this holy door. And we are just 2 minutes and we just leave it alone. Take a chance. Thank you.